Now, for the first time in its 98-year history, the American Legion will be led by a woman. And it turns out she's from Wisconsin.
Denise Rowan was recently elected National Commander of the American Legion. Commander Rowan, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
Well, first, tell us about the American Legion. What is its mission?
Oh, the American Legion has actually, we're founded on four pillars. And those four pillars involve taking care of our veterans and their families, taking care of our military personnel, which falls under national security, and their families. And our other two pillars are about Americanism and children and youth. The Americanism part of it, helping the citizens of this country understand what it means to be an American and giving back to our communities in our state and the country, and also taking care of the children of this nation. So this year, my theme for the American Legion is family first. And as you can tell, in those four pillars, it really is about taking care of families. We have the American Legion family, which consists of the American Legion. We have the American Legion Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, and we have American Legion Riders. So within our American Legion family, we take care of each other. But then as it steps down onto our four pillars, we have taking care of our veterans, their families, the military personnel, their families. And then in reality, we feel like we're helping take care of our whole nation's families.
And as I understand it, in a lot of communities, the American Legion, it is part of that community, that family of veterans in a local community, but it goes beyond that. A lot of other people might gather, say, at the American Legion Hall.
Oh, yes. Legion Halls, one of the things I'm looking forward to this year is I'm asking Legion Halls to open their doors to the community and invite the community in so they can see all of the great work that we're doing within our communities. When I was in Texas, we have, and I know across the nation, we have city council meetings that may be taking place in Legion Halls. We have Boy Scout, Girl Scout troops that are meeting in our Legion Halls. We just have amazing things. And right now, of course, in Florida and Texas and in Puerto Rico also, we have Legion Post there. We have the Legion family is stepping up to invite the community in as they're trying to recover from this great disaster that they're going through. And not only Florida, Texas, and Puerto Rico, we also have American Legion posts down in Mexico, and they're recovering from the earthquakes that are going on down there. So the American Legion family is just there to help take care of the communities. We have Legion posts from, I know several of them from Wisconsin, sent truckloads of supplies down to Texas to help them recover, and they're now collecting things for Florida, as is other departments, other states across the nation. Just helping each other out, because that's what a family does. We step in and take care of each other.
What was your path to becoming the National Commander of the American Legion?
Well, I started out in a post in Sun Prairie. It was post 333. Actually, it starts out a little bit before that. We lived in Marshall for a while, and a Marshall American Legion recruiter came to recruit my husband into the organization. And when I identified myself as an eligible veteran, they told me that I could join the auxiliary because women are part of the American Legion Auxiliary, not quite understanding, I think, that I was an eligible veteran for the organization. A couple years later, when we moved to Sun Prairie, I was welcomed into the American Legion post there with open arms. They put me into it's called the adjutant position, which is the person who takes the minutes at the meetings and fills out some paperwork and stuff. And through the Sun Prairie American Legion, I got more connected with the community, and that connection within the community helped me see all of the great work that our organization does, and then stepping forward into different leadership positions there in town, and then slowly we have county level and district levels within our department. Department and state is the same thing. And then I became a historian for the state of Wisconsin, their legion, and then slowly took on different leadership positions. And when I was the first female to be state commander in Wisconsin, and during that process, the national organization sort of took note of me, and Wisconsin endorsed me to be a candidate for national commander. And at that point, the national organization, there's a team of about 30 national leaders who start tracking and watching and working with those people that are endorsed by their states. And they put me in different leadership positions. I was chairman of the National Membership and Post Activities Committee here in Indianapolis, and then they made me chairman of the National Veterans Employment Education Commission, which works out of our Washington office, still volunteer work. And then they they just sort of vet you in the process and along the way, and then they said, okay, you're ready to be an official candidate for the position. It's 2 years worth of campaigning, and during those 2 years, I visited 49 states plus Puerto Rico. I missed Hawaii, but I visited all 49 states, and during that process of campaigning, I get to know other Legionnaires across the United States. Plus, they get to know me. I get to learn about issues that are troubling veterans across the United States, and things. What is a concern for a veteran in Maine may be different for a veteran in Alaska, but we all work together. And then we went into convention in Reno, Nevada, in August, and I was unanimously elected as national commander.
We're talking to the national commander of the American Legion, Denise Rowan from Wisconsin. And Commander Rowan, you went from, oh yeah, you could join the auxiliary, to state commander and then national commander. And now just recently we talked to the second female state commander here in Wisconsin. Is something changing in the way we think of veterans that we see? Oh yeah, women too.
Women too. I'm gonna take a step back. That post that originally came to recruit my husband, they actually have when I became state commander, they put a picture of me up in their hall with a sign above it that said, she could have been a member of this post.
Oh,
remember,
man.
Women are veterans too. So, but, you know, really, the American Legion was founded back in 1919. Mm-hmm. And when we were founded, our founding fathers understood that a veteran was a veteran, and it didn't matter what their race or their gender or their religion was. Women were always welcome into the organization. And women could actually vote for national commander of the American Legion before they could vote for President of the United States. So we've always thought of a veteran as a veteran. And I really think times are just changing. You know, the whole role of women in society over the last 20, 30 years it's just grown to the fact that there are more women in the military now. It's just the times are changing. Women have been in leadership position in our organization for several years. As a matter of fact, in Wisconsin, I believe our first state vice commander was elected back in 1956. So, like I said, women have been in leadership positions. The position of national commander is very demanding, male or female. Basically, I think my schedule right now has me only being home for, 22 days off and not necessarily at home. So it's a real demanding time to be in this position, but it's very rewarding. And the people that I get to meet and the history lessons I'm learning are just amazing as I meet veterans from across this nation and the battles that they've been in, the stories they have to share, the things that you would never, ever learn in a history book. I get to meet these people in person, and it's amazing.
Well, as you meet people around the country, what kind of concerns are they raising about challenges facing veterans and active duty military service members?
Well, we just had three major veterans bills that were just recently passed. And one of the big one is the Forever GI Bill, that the GI Bill eligibility would last a person's lifetime now. Accountability in the VA healthcare system. And the third one that we're really proud of was the Appeals Modernization Act, which President Trump actually signed on stage at our national convention, which, as my understanding, that's never happened before, that the president actually signed a bill on stage. Right now, we're concerned about military budgets to make sure that we have national security is one of our main pillars, and we need to make sure that our military personnel have the resources they need to continue protecting our nation. And then, of course, there's terrorist stuff going on. There's a lot of U.S. citizens don't realize that we still have troops deployed. We have military personnel serving around the globe. And, you know, right after 9/11, it was all over the news, but that's sort of slowing down. And now, of course, we have our concerns about what's going on over in North Korea. We actually have a Wisconsin unit of the Air Guard over in North Korea right now, and I'm looking forward. Right now, I'm scheduled to go over on a Far East tour in the end of November, and we're hoping that we can hook up with some of the Wisconsin troops that are over there and just give them our support and let them know how much we care about them.
When people talk about, say, the World War II era, and that's something that affected everybody. If you didn't serve, you had somebody close to you who served, you had somebody in your family who served. People talk about a distance between the civilian population and active duty military and veterans now, because a lot of people don't know someone who is serving or who has served recently. How do you bridge that kind of culture gap, I guess, between people who have that connection to the military and people who don't?
You know, It's surprising with the National Guards across the nation, and because we are there in Wisconsin. When you're in a community, you would be surprised. There are people's next door neighbors who may be having a family member who's deployed, or a relative or a coworker. There are members of the military who are deployed in small communities across this nation. It's just an awareness issue. Like I said, my theme is family first. So one of the things I'm trying to bring awareness to is get to know your military personnel who live in your community. Get to know there's a piece of protection there, and part of national security is making sure that as our military personnel are deployed, that someone's here at home helping take care of their families, and their school systems. We have kids in our local school systems who have somebody who may be deployed from their communities. And we're doing our best to make sure the teachers in those schools know, but it's just that it's an awareness issue, and it's also a national security issue also, and it's a security issue for the families, because the families need to make sure they're taken care of, and the families need to make sure they're protected. I know the news crews are always there when we have deployments going on, and the news crews are there when the troops come home. The American Legion family is there in the middle of that. They're there for the goodbyes. We're here for the hellos, but we're also there for that all that time in between to make sure that everybody's taken care of in between that time. I'm going to add this too. Legion.org, this Legion.org has so much information about our organization. And if anybody who ever felt like they weren't welcome at the Legion or they just want to check us out, please stop by a Legion post, check us out, or go to our website and check that out also.
Commander Rowan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Denise Rowan of Wisconsin. She was recently elected National Commander of the American Legion. She's the first woman to be elected to the top position of that 98-year-old organization. Previously, she was the first woman elected to lead the Wisconsin chapter of the American Legion. And you can look on the WPR.org website for an interview with her successor, the second woman to run that organization in Wisconsin.